Well, it's...
And we're recording.
God
damn it.
Damn it, man. We're having a good conversation.
He was venting. Jesus.
But anyway, since my news blackout, I'm happier with life, and I feel a little guilty over it, but...
Dude, it's just like people who say, I don't want to have an opinion about it, but you're
sharing. But I do have an opinion about it, but I'm just like, you know what? And I hate to sound like a sore loser, but I'm going to fucking just... I'm just going to bury my head in the ground and just try not to, you know...
Dude. Just remember, wow. The information you're getting isn't really the right information all the time. So, like,
well, but you know, honestly, I feel like right now that I'm in the part of the fantasy novel where the bad guys win, you know, and it's like
we're living in the tyranny times until,
you know,
the hero. Sauron
got a hold of the One Ring, and Sméagol.
So we're living in those times. We're those guys. We're like, man, I remember the bright days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Welcome to Three Easy Pieces. That's right, the show where we each bring a topic and talk about them. I am the Matt in Black. With me, as always, is Bezier. And, of course, the set would not be complete without a very verbal and very creepy Roger VCR. Here we go.
You know,
man,
he's not the creepiest.
Bringing
it back.
What was that? Matt, come on, Matt.
This is
we're
our
a show.
Pre-Thanksgiving pre-Thanksgiving show where we talk about how I suck dick, I guess. Lots,
you
of
know,
dick.
It's a noble pursuit, and I think that it alleviates a lot of stress for a lot of people, and I think that there should be more dick sucking.
There you go. I agree. Speaking of
and
calming
there should
down,
be more clam smacking or whatever the equivalent is, you know?
You know, along with the elezione.
Oh, God.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay, we got California voted in the weed law.
Oh,
very
that is true.
Interesting. Now, you see...
Now, how many times before... Like, I know it failed, like, 4 years ago or whatever, or
yeah,
3 years ago. So this is... At least I know one time, and then we did medical way back in the 90s. So this is crazy.
Interesting times to be living in.
It is crazy times.
Like, see, I'm keeping with the fact that I'm just an ignorant piece of shit. And also don't read the news. What, I mean, I'm not even sure, because as far as I know, like, the federal law still hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't. That's the fucker of it.
So, like, what's changed, really?
Well, okay, so there was several great write-ups in it. And the interesting thing was is that, like, right after the law, after it was voted in, it was, like, instant fuckentaneous. Like, the next day, like, it was legal for you to have, I don't remember, whatever amount on you of cannabis. And... and that for the layman, that's the weed, and
cannabosis.
But you can't buy it yet, and that's the interesting thing, is there's going to be some kind of process where they're going to issue licenses to organizations, or excuse me,
and they're going
to
make a lot of money.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, totally. Right. And but they're going to issue the licenses to places that can sell it, and then but that's not going to happen into I think 2018 is what they said. So it in the interim, that we still have the people who get it medically. And what's going to happen is that I guess people can still get it medically, and then you can receive it as a gift from somebody medically, but you can't buy it yet. I don't know. It's a weird time until they actually roll out the actual places you can purchase it.
See, that's what kind of killed me when everyone was like, yeah, did you hear it was legalized? I was like, yeah, I know, but, you know, not it's just because I didn't read up on it, you know, on what it actually entailed. I just thought it was funny because I was like, it doesn't seem like much has changed.
Well, no, I mean,
you know what I mean?
It's like, still like if you were a drug dealer,
we just
like
made
nothing
was,
changed for
we
you.
We just made what was going on already legal.
Right.
We decided to stop pursuing it.
Well, I mean, we can all admit if OK, we who those of us who can look at facts and figures and consider things reasonably can all say that the war on drugs was an abject failure. So I think that. Like, looking at this more of a problem of, you know, why are we going after, you know, something that hasn't killed anybody? I mean, that really the most important figure, I think, in all of this is look at how many people are killed per year with alcohol.
Okay,
look at how many people are killed per year with tobacco. And then look at how many people who have ever been killed from marijuana.
Thousands.
Zero. Zero. Now, if you are listening to this, and that's a rare thing anyway, but if you are listening to this and you think... that there's actually any harm with marijuana, whether or not you partake in it or not, and that's not the issue here.
Stop
but you
listening
just need
to us if you believe that, though.
But no, I mean, this fact right here should end the debate altogether, and that is that nobody has ever died from an overdose of marijuana. Nobody ever has ever died from an overdose of marijuana.
I don't know. When I was a kid, there was sometimes I was like, man, I'm dying, bro.
I wish some people would, though. There are some annoying potheads that I wish would overdose on marijuana.
That's the worst thing about it is that, like, it demotivates. So you get, like, stoners who don't want to do anything. And that's the thing that happens.
That's the cool thing. The stoners stay home. They're like, I don't want to go out anymore.
That's the only thing. They talk about again and again. But that's one less thing they'll have to talk about now is whether or not it's legal.
It should be legal, man.
It is legal. Shut up.
Whatever.
I voted so you'd shut the fuck up. That's why I voted for gay marriage, so they'd shut the fuck up. That's all I voted for. So I get my stoner and my gay friends to shut the fuck up.
You know what? That is an often underlooked part of democracy, and that is the shut up factor.
I just wanted them to. Number one reason to vote for gay marriage, so they'd shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Now you got it. Now what are you going to do? You got to get gay married. Good job.
Yeah.
You're going to be unhappy for the rest of your lives.
You're stuck, buddy. You had all this ass you could chase before, and now you got to put a ring on it. What do you think? And I'm not talking a cock ring.
They love Beyonce.
Right.
I wonder how many times that actually came up. It's not like we're married. We can't get married, you son of a bitch. You know, just like, we can now. If you liked it, you should put a ring on it, but you can't because it's illegal now. It's just like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
So, yeah, it's just, it seems like it's silly that it's taken this long. And, I mean, I know why it's taken this long, because it's really convenient for all these different, you know, organizations to have a you know, substance that they can point at and say, this is evil. We should all be against it.
But isn't it like the whole argument that now that we'll, like, in 30 years, we'll look back at this and we'll look at it like fucking segregated bathrooms in schools.
Right.
Like my parents were alive in the 60s and the 50s, and they remember when there were segregated, like, bathrooms. My dad's like, I remember we had to drink out of colored water fountains. And I'm like, we're colored? It was just like,
really? If you have a sheen, you had to drink out of the colored water fountain?
Oh, yeah. Even though my father's birth certificate says Caucasian, because there was not Hispanic.
Right.
They didn't come up with Hispanic until, like, the mid-60s. And they're like, you know what? These people are too ethnic. Let's make up some category we can put them in so that they're not white. And so they came up with Hispanic. That's exactly. Like my dad.
Well, I mean, if you do break it up, it is his panic. So it makes sense.
Yeah, so weed's legal.
Oh. Anyway, it's. I'm glad it is. And the others, there's other parts of the law that sort of go and, like, actually retroactively address people who have sentencing from, you know, having possession.
Yeah, let them go. No, we don't have space. We need to put the crackheads in jail. How come the crackheads are in jail? I go out in the streets. Downtown Bakersfield, there are too many crackheads out.
There's a lot.
But they're arresting people that smoke weed. They spent $7 million to put Tommy Chung into fucking.
You know what? I don't want those guys arrested either, man. The other day, I was kind of in a bad mood before work, and this guy, talking to himself, stops in the middle of the road while he's walking across the street, prays, and then does the Drake, and then does the trick the other way.
I believe that's called a dab.
A dab or whatever the fuck it is. And
don't feel
like I was dying. You know, I was like, hilarious. And so he hears me laughing and he's like, oh, the guy's into it. So then he does the whole thing again.
Who can make the clouds go away? The crack man can.
And then he was like, you know, yeah, me on the corner, and he kept doing this shit.
Who can do a silly dance? The crack man.
So what you're saying is they shouldn't arrest these people. They should put them on.
I was like, that crackhead just lightened up my day a little bit. Yeah. You know, as long as I was in a car, I'm protected from him.
Who can make Matt's crowns go away? The crack man can. The crack man can.
And Dick, apparently.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, but I think that, you know, the idea that we treat people who pretty much just have a what would be otherwise considered a disease, you know, we treat them like criminals. So, I mean, but, you know, it's very expedient and it's convenient for law enforcement to have people they can say, you know, we lock these people up.
Portugal figured it out. I mean, shouldn't we just be going around and finding the best ideas and just robbing those ideas?
We should.
Yeah, because, like, Portugal.
That's what America was built on, was, like, stealing the ideas of the Enlightenment.
Thomas Jefferson, he's like, let's steal the best
Thomas ideas. Payne, yeah, this is some good shit right here.
Hey, Hitler made a freeway. We need one, too.
Okay.
Okay. You took it the wrong place, man. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I mean, what you, Hitler was a bad person.
Are we campaigning
person.
For Trump now?
No, I'm just saying. Just saying. Okay.
All right. You're saying. So. This leads me into my topic.
Oh, let's move on to your topic, sir.
Of course.
And it's close to crack, and it's something that...
Oh, shit, here we go.
It's something that is very addicting. It's coffee.
Oh.
Coffee. Okay, now I
Good
am,
subject, sir.
I am Horrible a connoisseur subject. Of coffee.
Here we go. It's a fucking pie thing all over again.
There are two beans of the coffee, and there is the Robusto and the Arabica bean.
Mm-hmm.
So... Every coffee falls in those. Here in the United States, we drink mostly the Arabica, which is more acidic. The Robusto tends to be more of what you think of the actual coffee flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And they're typically mixed together, the two, or their variations or their subspecies, and they're like cross-pollinated and mixed. So the Robusto is more the coffee flavor, and the Arabica tends to be more acidic. Here in the
so
United
if I get like a Kona, what is that?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look that far into the Wikipedia
oh,
page.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Over here for a second, I was like, man, he really knows this coffee. Fuck
knowledge.
You.
Oops.
But based on the flavor, I would say that it's probably got a little bit of both because it has features of the Robusto and the Arabica. So,
it's a hybrid, baby.
Yeah, they all are hybrids between the two. So it's like apples, like fucking everything's a fuck.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Something
here?
I know you don't like coffee, man.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, so that's what I was getting into. My favorite, like, coffee is just like, okay, I love a French press.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, absolutely.
I will not own a coffee maker. The coffee maker I have here was a gift, and I don't use it. I prefer a French press because hot water, pour it in the coffee, it's pure. Put the screen down there, pour it out. It's delicious.
It's pure hipster joy. I mean, not only can you enjoy the most like deep flavored coffee, but then you can talk about how wonderful it is to use a French press and make everybody else
feel
inferior.
Oh, no, it's
raw. I mean, I have a French press myself, and that's the whole thing.
It's a mess. Like, I had 2 years in my life where I did not own a microwave or a coffee maker, and I was happy, and then like people were like,
well, no, you just need an electric kettle and a French press.
I had a tea kettle, and just I'd heat the water up on the stove and fucking
you savage.
Well, my parents were like, you don't have a coffee maker? Let me get you a coffee maker. Great, burnt coffee, delicious. Yeah, it's like,
but I love it when people tell you what you need. Like, yeah, hey, you need one of these. Like, no.
No.
So I love this subject. I too love coffee.
I already knew Bezier loved coffee. I
love
know Matt
coffee.
Does not like coffee
because I fucking despise coffee.
So, all right, how do you take your cup?
Oh, black as shit, dude. Black as shit. Okay. Dark roast. Dark. Well, no, okay, but okay. No, no, no. I'm sorry. I don't like my coffee black. And I'm a little bit of a.
Okay,
a,
so
you
like
know.
you pour out your cup. Your coffee cup.
I like my coffee to be the darkest and, like, I mean, you know, very strong flavor. I like the darkest roast, which, as we know, isn't high in caffeine. It's the lighter the roast, the higher the caffeine content.
Right.
But it gives you more of a coffee. I like that really deep, like, you know.
I like bitter things, too.
You know,
yeah.
Bitter. So, I also add a lot of cream and sugar
Sweet
to
cash.
It. So, because I like that combo of that deep, you know, I like my coffee to be very complex, but also have that creamy sweetness.
So you like your coffee like you like a dick.
I do.
In the mouth.
I like it to be
soft,
big,
creamy.
Deep, and but also white. So you know how it is. I'm not picky, but it's a thing.
I like my coffee like I like my women. Small with a cup. Oh, wait. A cup? Yeah.
Actually, cup? I think my favorite is like my coffee, like I like my women. No pubes.
Ground up in the freezer?
Like, yay! Because okay. It's so true. If I were, I wouldn't want pubes in mine.
I love espresso. That's my go-to. Like,
quick?
No, I just... I like an espresso. I'll make an Americano if I want it a little weaker, but I'm lazy, so like, I'll drink coffee out of a coffee pot, and it could be like... a day old, and I've actually done this where I pour the coffee into the cup, and they're like, that's from yesterday. I'm like, I don't care, and I put it in the microwave, and I'm just like, drink. I like it black. I don't like sugar. Yeah, so I just drink black, but every once in a while, I get Wiley, and if there's cream, actual, like, real
you
cream.
You take it up the ass?
Yes.
Ass coffee? I hear that's, like, the best.
Yeah,
the coffee
John,
enema?
John Wayne, yeah, that's how he cured his cancer.
oh, shit.
He went to Mexico. But, no, I will... if there's real cream, like real like dairy cream, I'll put a little of that in there.
The half and half?
Yeah, and some sugar. Man. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
But the light
totally doesn't agree.
I don't even know.
The lightener, I don't go for like the fucking non-dairy creamer that's like flammable.
But I mean, I don't like the powdery stuff. I do like the Coffee Mate. I love Coffee Mate, and I love sugar if I can have it, or I enjoy also
real sugar though, or like Splenda. Cane sugar. Yeah. Splenda. Yeah, Splenda is that's my shit, dog.
Yeah,
but
it's made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar.
Wow.
They had to stop saying that because the FDA wouldn't allow them to say it.
Really?
Yeah, because they had to drop.
Because it doesn't taste like sugar, or it's not made from sugar?
No, it is made from sugar. What they do is they take the actual part that stimulates your flavor, like your taste
palate.
Buds, and like makes you think, oh, it's sweet. Mm. They take that off the sugar and put it on an atom of chlorine.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's chlorine?
Yeah, they take
it. Oh, my God.
So it does nothing. Well, your water's chlorinated, so it's just adding a small.
No, no,
adding more chlorine.
But that's just
no.
Well, I knew that they put it on something that you couldn't actually
that has no calories.
Yeah, you couldn't ingest.
So they.
But that's like the whole Olean thing, right? Or whatever. It like you couldn't actually digest it, so it squirted at your ass.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, you need chlorine. You need, and it's in such a small amount with Splenda that it does nothing. So like you take it, it's like eating table salt or eating less than table salt,
right?
Which is
NaCl,
sodium chlorine.
Core, yeah.
So like it's just
that's its chemical compounds.
I
understand.
All right,
it's almost an alkaloid that's sweet.
Yeah,
that's all it is. It's just they take that atom, they
and it's good. I mean, regardless of all the if you want to talk about like the health complications or whatever, if you're looking at Splenda. Or Sweet and Low, or Equal, or even that. What's the other one?
There's aspartame. There's Equal.
Well, no, those are the two. That's what we're talking about. The Splenda is the aspartame. No, aspartame is Equal, and then what's the Splenda is
Saccharin.
Saccharin is the Sweet and Low. Out of those three, I think Splenda obviously tastes the best.
Well, they haven't proved that it causes any cancer
yet.
But
I'm dubious as to whether or not even Sweet and Low causes cancer because the method of the testing was flawed. So
they were like fucking just like butt flinging like saccharin into
yeah
rats,
no they just know? Like took a rat and like hooked it like a fucking like arrowhead size cooler of like fucking saccharin up to the rat and they're like, oh, it fucking gave him cancer. No shit, it gave him cancer.
Yeah, so I mean, but at the same time, aspartame. Definitely more cancer than saccharin. Yeah, it's just
you
like,
do love your aspartame, don't you? There,
right in the aspartame.
It just doesn't taste good. Like, I mean, that's the thing. It's like you taste like Sweet and Low, or you taste Equal. There's something missing. It's like when you drink like a Diet Coke. There's like something like a piece. It's like looking at a puzzle where
Coke
it's missing
Zero.
A piece of the puzzle. You
Fuck
know,
Coke
you.
Zero, man. Coke
See,
Zero.
No, dude.
Oh no, Diet Dr. Pepper. Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's got Splenda. Coke Zero's got.
Does it really?
Oh yeah, that's why I drink Coke Zero. They do like this. They do a little aspartame in it because the thing about Splenda is it fucking foams up as a carbonated drink, and that's why they haven't really went whole hog Splenda into.
So the chemical reason
so
that makes total sense.
All a question: yeah. Did you want aspartame in your mouth or saccharin?
Do you want ass or sack? Let's just save time, Matt. Ass or sack in your mouth? Yeah.
I'll
you
take the ass
and sack.
I'll take the ass.
I'd go sack.
I see. I'm gonna go because I drink diet Coke, and it's awesome. So I'm probably
ass
going with
is
sack.
Like,
dude. I don't fuck with any of the diet Coke or whatever. I just drink fucking straight sugar.
Ass is like ass is like shit in your mouth. So like, you go sack, man.
If it's a clean ass, it's not like shit in your mouth.
Yeah, but like you go ass, you get like
are you trying to justify eating ass?
To quote Samuel L. Jackson from
tired of all these motherfucking snakes on my
plane. No. From Jackie Brown, he's like, I eat the butt, I eat everything. I eat everything down there. Was that what the
I don't recall. It's been a long time.
And to quote Matt,
man, can I just suck your dick?
Sorry,
you fucking switch bitch.
I've always been a switch bitch. That's why you. That's how you know me.
All right. Well, let's move on to your topic.
My topic is, and you gotta just. I'm sorry that it's gonna be deep, but you can either take it or leave it. But
leaving it.
But I want to talk about morality.
Oh.
And I just. it's a weird thing, and we've talked about religion before, and I don't like to go too deep into it because, honestly, when I start talking about it, I tend to foam at the mouth, and, you know, it's not a thing that I like to do, foam at the mouth.
Well,
but morality, you know, I mean, I often get hung up on the idea of it and what is the basis of it, and so do you guys, like, is there moral relativism, or can we actually say that, like, something is moral or is not moral based upon some kind of external criteria that isn't based on, you know, some kind of belief
system? You know, I do have to say, because I've been thinking about truth a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, what is truth? How does truth work? And this kind of connects. Morals are just, they're subjective. You know what I mean? Morals and truth.
So you think morality is subjective?
Dude, depending on how you were raised, who you were raised with, how you lived. I mean, all that stuff, you know what I mean? If you're homeless and you got to steal for everything you got, that's all you know. That's who, you know, stealing is no right. big deal as to where somebody else who's been wealthy their life, I can't believe, you know,
right.
I can't believe that person would steal.
Well, I would say that, and again, so let me just blow my load before you guys blow your load, and that's how Bukkake works. Like, I mean, I do think that you could simplify everything down to what does the least harm and most good, you know, I mean, and so apply that across the board, you know, I mean, like your starving, you know, homeless person thing, like, what is the least harm? Like, you know, stealing something from somebody who already has something, so somebody who, you know, could potentially die if they didn't have a meal in the next 24 hours.
One of my early, thought, like, fucking experiments with morals with morals was on The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
It was an early episode. It was like season 6, 7. Like, Dana Gould was still writing for them.
So it was good.
Yeah. And it was when Fat Tony was telling Bart, like, Bart words. He's like,
Manhattan.
He's like, if a man steals a loaf of bread to feed his family, is it really, you know, bad? And then he's like, and if his family likes cigarettes and steals, a truck full of cigarettes, is it really bad? You know, it's like, and it was like, well, no, dude, like, that's a good, like, actual, like,
right,
an argument, like, so, like, if you're hungry and you steal to eat, then that's okay. But if you have other, where's the line? Where's the right. line of what is bad?
No, but you see, but it's even more complicated than that. Let's just take customer service, for example. You know what I mean? Like, hey, that person was rude to me. Now, was she rude?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just perceiving her as rude because you're in a bad mood? Or was she rude because she's in a bad mood because something is not related to you?
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, like, it's subjected in the fact that it all of a sudden becomes, now this person's treating me like shit because these things that I've noticed other people. One time I was in a restaurant, Chinese food place. And this guy, big motherfucker, huge. And the lady said, okay, you got this, this, and this. It's going to be $12.95 or whatever. And he just unloaded. He had 6 kids behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, hey, you bitching at me like my fucking wife. You know what I mean? You're talking to me like she and blah, 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 blah. And you could tell, like, I mean, he was terrifying as shit. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be like, hey, motherfucker. But it was like, this guy's, I think he's waiting for a
hate. I'm going to let it slide this time because, like, you scare the shit out of me.
I was like, hey, you know, I mean, eventually it was like, hey, dude, you need to calm down. Your kids are right there. You know what I mean? But everything he said about this lady was about his wife.
Right.
How it related to her in some fashion.
So there was something going on.
So either he was trying to complain in front of the kids.
Right.
So they knew that's what his wife treated him like, or he was just upset at something his wife did and he had to take it out on this little Asian chick who was tiny as all fuck.
Right.
You know, and you have no idea what, like, you know, and where it comes to, like, morals and stuff like that, you know, maybe he feels like he needs to, you know,
But even in that situation, you could look at it and say, like, you know, I mean, if that guy was at his breaking point and let's say that person, you know, deals with shitty customers all day long, then, you know, how much does it really move the bar if he, like, sort of vents on him? And I'm not saying it's a good thing, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, is it something that you should condemn the man for? No, not necessarily. I mean, that person might be eating shit on a daily basis because I got to tell you, working in the service industry is a fucking shit ass job.
Oh, no, it's a fucked up situation.
So, I mean,
especially this time of year.
I think that there's a large, I mean, having worked in the service industry myself, I think that, you know, they are the, you know, kicked dogs of the world. And that's why, I mean, maybe not their primary function, but it's definitely a secondary function for, you know, the odd, you know, fast food clerk to just eat shit for a little bit. So, you know,
I'm always
Johnny Blue Collar can feel better about himself.
I'm always aloof at people that are rude to, like, service industry people, like waiters. And I'm also, if I go on a date with somebody and they don't tip well, I'm like, or like they do something really rude or bitchy to them, I'm like, and it like gives me a little glimpse of their personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the other tells too, for me, at least if I go on a date, is that the person has a fucking like cracked phone screen. I'm just like, their shit's fucked up. So I'm going to.
Asshole doesn't have a fucking insurance program on their cell phone.
I've been on several Tinder dates that I didn't like. I immediately after that, I canceled the date, or after that date, I like deleted them.
What if they bejazzled like their phone case? Is that also
a red flag?
That's
a possible.
No, but I probably should add that to my list. But the cracked phone screen was an indicator.
Because she might vajazzle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's exotic, dude.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Exotic.
Well. I mean, but like at the same time, it's an indicator of personality, and it goes also to like what they hold or esteem as important.
Right.
And it's just like little things like that is a tell to the person's personality. So like I'm bringing it back to morals, and like the morals that a person has or holds or things that they see that are important, you know, can be like tells of what the person's going to be like. I mean,
yeah,
you can prejudge.
Oh, dude,
people.
I'll tell you right now, if I'm at a fast food place, I mean, in line, like in the drive-thru, and somebody's rude to the fucking drive-thru person, I will not fucking order. I've been like made fun of and talked shit to multiple times where somebody's just like, well, you're not going to order now? I'm like, dude, you're a total dick to that person. There's no fucking way, because they don't know who was the dick and who wasn't. You know what I mean? Like, you're eating whatever the fuck you eat.
You don't want to have the karma sandwich is what you're saying.
No, yeah, dude, I will go somewhere else. I have no fucking problem.
They poisoned the well for everybody there.
I remember I was at a Denny's and, you know, we got our meal and we were up to pay and everything.
It's just
like
a
that.
Little spit, dude. It's not going to hurt you.
No, so, yeah, I don't care about spit or, you know, hair or anything like that. But, like, so I go to pay and this guy is, like, it's a trucker. He's, like, waiting for his food. He's, like, getting it to go. And the guy ordered a whole fucking chocolate cake from Denny's. So it's like, dude, nigga, you know that shit's going to have to take some time. They got to thaw that shit out. You know that shit was sitting in
You're
the
not, like,
room.
Actually prepared at the Denny's for
yeah.
a whole cake order. I mean,
yeah.
that threw them for a loop, I bet.
Yeah, so he's like, I've been waiting 15 motherfucking minutes for my fucking cake. And this is bullshit that I have to be waiting here 15 minutes. And I was just like, he was like dressing the woman down, like he was really getting in her face, and like he was like talking and he was spitting in her face and yelling at her, and he got really close, like in her personal space. And I was just like, yeah, don't you know he's the keynote speaker at an asshole convention? He's got to get there soon, and if you don't get that cake out to him, he's gonna miss it. And then I was like, he got mad and he looked at me and was like, I'll be waiting for you in the parking lot. I'm like, go ahead, I'm in the Silver Altima, I'll be waiting for you. Guy split. But I was just like, at that point, I saw this moment where this person couldn't say anything because of their role.
Right.
They were in this position where she couldn't be like, fuck you, man. Go fuck you. I'm going to go put my vagina on your cake right now. Or so. I don't know. What,
yeah,
what?
You can't. You can get fired for being
real.
Yeah,
but I mean, you're right in that. That's, I think, why people do vent on service industry personnel. One, because typically they're younger. And two, because they know that it's a there's
a
culture
lower,
of
yeah, yeah, they're in a social like
dude.
Right.
Role. You know what I loved? You know, when you pull up to the drive-thru and your asshole who's ordering for the party, and you have the person. This happened to me at least twice, where I've ordered a big order and then I pull up to the window and they're like, "All right, you know," and then you shut off your car and the guy behind you like fucking like just you can see him like, no. I have had one guy literally like back around this crazy turn because he knew it was going to take so fucking long to get his order. Oh, man, I love that shit. But, of course, I've been stuck behind a couple of those, so fuck you.
You know, yeah. I mean, I think the truth is, and what I see a lot, especially when it comes to, you know, we're talking about like the relativism of what people's morals are or whatnot. I think the biggest failing is that people, you know, they make out somebody else to be some kind of monster, and they don't realize that
they dehumanize them.
Yeah, they exactly dehumanize them, and they assume that they don't have the same fucking shit in their life. You know what I mean? It's like every problem in the world would be better if we just realized that, hey, everybody's got some fucking bullshit going on in their life.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know, I mean, like, even the asshole who's like a shithead to you in traffic or whatever, you're like, you know, this guy's a fucking dick, but I mean, he could have just had like the shittiest day ever. I mean, maybe he's just a dick all the time, and that happens too, but I mean, maybe there's a reason for that too. Maybe he had like a shit ass fucking, you know, childhood, and that informed how he grew up. Who knows? And I'm not saying that like excuses people, but I think in general, if we all sort of had more empathy, you know, and I lack that,
so I try to have more of it.
Yeah, but you can identify that that's a thing, and that we should, you know, think about that.
I think that too, that like for people that have natural empathy and like can see something and be like, oh, I really feel for that person, forget about it. They should just like forget about it.
And well, so, like, we insulate ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, is that like, you know, the more and more I learn, and maybe it's just me because I feel like I walk around like a raw nerve, but the more and more I learn about adulthood, the more and more I realize it, like, it's all like just trying to fucking roll with the punches and take the fucking, the hard lessons and the hard decisions and trying to, you know, make a good decision out of it all and somehow pull the positive out of it. And I think that, you know, on my best day, you know, there's still some fucking hard ass choices or some difficult emotions or feelings that you got to fucking deal with. And it's constant. And that is life. And in some ways it's beautiful, but in other ways you're like, I'm fucking exhausted. And
only if you let it get to you, dude.
Well, but it's sometimes you can't help but let it get to you. You know, I mean, it's rough. But like you said, if you constantly remind yourself that, you know, I'm not one, you know, bright spark of, you know, intelligence amongst a sea of animals. It's actually all of us in this, and we all, to one degree or another, no matter who you are, you know, experience some kind of strife in your life. I mean, if you could sort of like think about that and think like, man,
I know, but then you'd have to like people, you know what I mean? But then people have to I don't know, because we're all like survival is kind of really important to people, you know what I mean?
Right.
And at some point, that's just in our, you know, in our DNA. Survival is, yeah. You know.
No, but that's what I was trying to, I'm sorry, I sort of rambled into it, but that's what I was trying to get to, is that like, we all like kind of put a callus over ourselves because shit is so hard, and that's how we sort of deaden that sense of empathy, is that like, you have to have like a callus. You have to have like that sort of rough shield to sort of protect yourself from the shit ass life.
So and so is going through cancer thing, right? But you're in the back of your mind, you're like, thank God I'm not going through that shit.
Well, you know what? There's the Christian way of looking at it, where it's like, treat others as you'd like to be treated, the golden rule. But there's also the Buddhist way of looking at it, and treat others because you may be that person living a different life.
Yeah.
So that may be you living that life that you are. You know, because there are, in the Buddhist concept, you may be reincarnated and you
are
part
of
who you are. That's who you are. And you may, because like, there isn't like a timeline. It's like not definitive. So that may be you in another life that you're treating like shit.
Yeah, no, it's very, I love some of the concepts of it, as far as like, you know, we're all just sort of like balls of consciousness that assemble themselves moment to moment.
Yeah.
And at any given moment, you could be, I could be Matt or I could be Roger, and it's just, it's just
that we could be the three. We could be the same energy consciousness experiencing three different moments.
Right.
And it's all overlapping. So we could be the same fucking energy.
Well,
just at
it's
different
not
points.
Even, I mean, if you think about it, you know, when you actually talk to somebody, there's so many parallels to you. I mean, even if you talk to somebody, I have nothing in common with them. And that's not necessarily true. You know what I mean? We all know what it's like to fall off a bike. Well, for the most part, you know, fall, scrape our knees, those kind of things. It's like we're connected,
right?
On I don't even know where I was going with this, dude.
No, but I mean, I see. We are connected in pain. I mean, we all experience pain. Existence is pain, and you know, I mean, no matter who you are, no matter, you know, whether or not you possess natural empathy or whether or not you are a Trump voter or not, you still experience pain. And I think that that's something that should unite us, and that should sort of like give you pause before you just sort of write somebody off as an asshole at Denny's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no shit.
But I do feel that every once in a while, when somebody goes past a certain point, they should be punished. Just as a mark, and to let them know, like, hey, you're a human being and you can be hurt too.
Yeah, I don't know. I have an issue, and this is a whole separate subject of like punishment. I don't know what their value there is in sort of any sort of punitive steps on people. I mean, we do need to obviously control for people who step outside, you know, the norm of whatever. But at the same time, I mean, I think that like we've gone through an era of like, you know, everybody, we got to punish everybody. Everybody's got to be punished. You got to punish. But then we don't punish people who really deserve to be punished.
But I mean, even if you punish them, half of the time they don't
learn,
you know, they'd be better if it was like, hey, you got to go do this, you know, for like.
Yeah, no, I mean, rather than punishment, why not recompense? You know, I mean, like we assign a value to your oopsie and you've got to pay that value back. And I see that
through
as
work
like,
or something like that.
Right.
I mean, they do that sometimes. Yeah. But dude, those are awesome subjects.
I'm sorry. It's like totally like eight other different like shows we could do. And maybe we should have Roger do sound bites of them all.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a sound bite.
Yeah.
Hold on. Sound bite. I got a sound bite.
Man, can I just suck your dick? All right. Well, that is Three Easy Pieces. I am the Matt in Black. This is...
Hold on, I got another one. Hey, Matt, I've got a chainsaw. I'm sawing wood, Matt.
And
wood.
Good night.
Wood, Matt. Night. Wood. I've got wood. I've got wood.
That's last word. That's very realistic. Last word.
Man, can I just suck your dick? And...
Oh, that should get...